You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. I'm Jill Roberts. Today is Flag Day. Chances are good some of us who don't usually display Old Glory are doing so today, and we thought we'd check in on flag flying protocol. Joining us is Frank Howard. He's with the American Legion Post 318 Honor Guard. And he tells us the rules are set by Congress and laid out in the United States Code, Title 4, Chapter 1.
Which provides general guidelines for all displays of the flag. It says basically, you know, the flag should either be displayed on a flag pole or a pole, you know, as long as it's not touching the ground. And it gives the guidelines on how to raise the flag and lower the flag, and when you can put it at half staff and all the rest of that.
So when can we fly the flag? When's it okay?
Theoretically, the flag should be flown from sunrise to sunset. However, if somebody wants to display it longer than that, as long as it's illuminated 24, you know, during the hours of darkness, that's acceptable.
Does it need to be its own spotlight, or if I have a pole light in my yard or a street light nearby, is that good enough?
No.
No.
It has to be a light dedicated to the flag.
What about rain? I know when it rained on Memorial Day, my son ran outside and grabbed the flag. Is that necessary?
The flag code says, no, you shouldn't fly the flag in inclement weather. However, now with the new polyester flags and stuff that are weather resistant, and there's no possibility that the flag's going to get turned pink, white, and blue, then it's fairly legal, if you will, for a better term, to go ahead and fly the flag. If you're like me, I have my flag illuminated. It's out on the pole. Well, if it starts to rain at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm probably not going to get up and run out and take it down.
What about when it comes to retiring a flag? You say that's the biggest violation you see as you travel the Treasure Coast.
You shouldn't fly a tattered or torn flag. You should take it down. In most cases, you can go to individual funeral homes or the numerous veterans organizations and turn that flag in, and they will conduct a proper retirement ceremony to dispose of those flags. I know at our post, we conduct a retirement ceremony once a quarter. We just did one last month, and it took us 2.5 hours, and we did in excess of 750 flags. Other than tattered flags, I think the thing that bothers me more than anything else is if you go to a sporting event or a parade or something, you know, when the national anthem is played and or a flag passes in review, you're supposed to stand up. If you're wearing headgear, take it off your right hand and hold it over your heart.
Does that include women?
No, that does not include women.
Because my son questioned me at a ball game the other day.
Yeah, no, that does not include women. For example, the women in the military are not required to take their headgear off for that type of ceremony.
And a little bit of flag trivia you brought to my attention. There is an incident when the American flag may not be the highest flag flown.
There is one occasion where a flag may be flown higher than the American flag, and that is the chaplain's pennant on a ship at sea while the church services are going on. The flag may be hoisted above the American flag. However, as soon as the services are done, it's taken down below.
If you have questions about flag protocol, it's likely you can contact your local American Legion or other veterans organization for more information, or you can check the internet as well. For 88.9 FM, on this Flag Day, I'm Jill Roberts.